Harold Dergerbedian from Seminole shares a problem with other lakefront homeowners. The invasive alligator weeds are out of control in Lazy Lake, a body of water by his home.
I've been there for 42 years, and it's a beautiful lake and beautiful area to live in, and I want to keep it that way. Fortunately, the weeds that I'm trying to control are invasive, and they're very difficult. You can't just pull them. They have to be treated with a chemical. And of course, the chemical I would use would be something that is permitted, properly permitted. And as long as I can do it myself, I will. Otherwise, I'll have to hire a professional.
While attendees like Dergerbedian got advice on sustainable landscaping, many of them were not aware about the growing trend of water waste. Floridians use 7 billion gallons of water a day, says Kelly Levy, Division Director of the Watershed Management Program from Pinellas County.
What can we do as residents to reduce that demand? That is a lot of water, and we look at the droughts that we get into, and what legacy are we leaving for our future? We need to make these changes today. We need to find better ways of saving our water, not only saving it, amount of it, the water quantity, but the quality of it.
Floridians pump 1 billion gallons of water onto their lawns every day, and another 3 billion gallons of water is consumed for household use. While a few years ago Florida did not face shortages and substandard water quality, the situation is different now. Again, Levy.
And therefore, as a local government or another entity who's responsible, we have to take measures to get those nutrients below the standard so that it's back to being fishable and swimmable and healthy. So under that state program, those evaluations have been done, and about 74% of the county's waters are in that too high category. So we need to do something about it.
Doris Heitzman is Community Association Outreach Coordinator for the Florida Yards and Neighborhoods Program in Pinellas County. She says clean waterways also mean clean drinking water for residents.
Another reason why it is important is that most of our drinking water comes from the ground, from the aquifers. And people need to understand that we need to not only to be careful by overusing it, but also we need to remember that we need to protect it from being polluted.
Heitzman says that even the smallest change can make a difference in preventing pollution.
So we are all connected. We are all connected, and I think we all can contribute a little bit at least and start thinking about Florida friendly or do it a little different, think outside the box. And I really would like to get people excited about different types of landscapes, because if you have a Florida friendly yard, there is so much going on. It's so interesting to observe wildlife, butterflies and birds, but it's just the whole cycle of life is taking place in my yard, and it's so much fun, it's so interesting, and you really can contribute to a healthier lifestyle and a healthier earth.
Poor landscaping practices not only pollute the waterways, but they are costing taxpayers. The 10-year water quality improvement project in Lake Seminole, the second largest lake in Pinellas County, is expected to cost $30 million. Again, Levy, Division Director of the Watershed Management Program.
So basically what we have is a very large area, very concreted and asphalted over, and it carries everything with it. It carries, you know, yard waste, it carries fertilizer, it carries pollution from the roadways into storm drains, and then ultimately out into the lake. And therefore, the quality of the water in Lake Seminole has gotten very, very poor over years. And we've had to invest about $11 million in stormwater improvements and probably around $20 million to dredge the soil, the sediment, the organic sediment on the bottom of the lake that is there because of all the stormwater pollution running in.
And investment in water quality improvements is money the county does not have, says Levy.
We need other tools because we don't have the financial resources to build these types of infrastructure all over the county. And that's why a fertilizer ordinance is one of those ways that we can keep the problem from happening in the first place. It's a lot less expensive down the road.
To reduce water pollution, residents are advised to use 50% slow-release fertilizer products during the non-rainy season and to leave a 10-foot pesticide and fertilizer-free zone around the water bodies. Most county extension offices offer workshops on Florida friendly landscaping and proper fertilization procedures. Andrea Lipka reporting for WMNF.